Considered the most prestigious independent film festival in the United States, the Sundance Film Festival is now in its 20th year, and 2004 is the most diverse yet.
I want to see The Hunting of the President, and that's about the hunting of the Clintons and about the Republican Party trying to oust the Clinton name.
Word Wars.
Yeah.
Word Wars, the one about the Scrabble championships and everything that got to memorize a dictionary.
The Clearing, it has Robert Redford in it.
The Screaming Men from Sweden, which is a choir of men who scream rather than sing.
For the first time, documentaries dominate the festival offerings, and there are more films by minority and foreign directors than ever. Festival founder Robert Redford wanted to personally spotlight a film directed by an American Indian. Almost the entire movie cast is American Indian, and the leading role is played by an African American. Mr. Redford says the premiere of Edge of America at Sundance fulfills the festival's original mission.
Many years ago, when I was trying to get Sundance started, we had a concept in the beginning of how we could be inclusive of various groups that were being pretty well ignored in the marketplace. Ethnic groups, so-called minority groups. Whatever role that Sundance could play should certainly be in supporting those voices that might not get a chance to be heard. I thought it was about time that the Native Americans could be shown some other way, to, like the back of a nickel.
In all, 46 documentaries have been shown during this year's festival, more than any other year. One by director Stacy Pedirola got the festival off to a wet and wild start. Riding Giants is about America's surfing culture.
The greatest success was being chosen as the film to open up the festival, being a small documentary going against all the fictional films.
In fact, it was against the odds even to appear at Sundance. Jeffrey Gilmore, executive director of the festival, says he knew he was taking a gamble this year.
Starting the festival with a documentary is a certain degree of a risk. We took on a film that I thought would please people, but as a film that we didn't know necessarily whether or not the kind of intense focus on surfing would play for a broad audience or whether or not it would prove to be too narrow a subject. It seemed to have worked very well. It seemed to have a tremendously strong reaction, which is great.
Not only was Riding Giants riding high with audiences, the filmmaker struck a major movie deal. A major production company paid over $2 million for distribution rights. It's no accident that so many documentaries were in the spotlight this year. Festival director Jeffrey Gilmore says Sundance has helped highlight the increasing diversity and popularity of these films. That was especially evident in the international documentary section of the festival. The Garden, an Israeli film, is the type of documentary that Hollywood, as well as many foreign producers, would shy away from. It's about two teenage gay male prostitutes living in the Garden District of Tel Aviv. Ruthie Schatz says she and her co-director risked their lives in order to follow the teens for an entire year.
Well, I was once almost killed. I had a knife at my throat. You know, it's a crime scene. It's not a place for ordinary human being to be in. The fact that this garden has existed for 30 years almost and nobody made a film about it, because it's very, very difficult to deal with.
Taking risks in the art of filmmaking, honoring groundbreaking work, and giving voice to the unheard are celebrated at Sundance. Silent Waters is a feature film by Pakistani director Sabiha Simaj. It's the first production from Pakistan to be shown in a film festival. Mrs. Simaj says her country doesn't have a film industry, and it was a constant struggle to make her movie.
Pakistan has been going through a very bad phase. It has put down culture and all arts. So this film is important in the sense that it brings to light the tensions that we've lived with for the last 20 years or so. And I think that's what the arts is about. It's about telling us and allowing us to talk about ourselves.
In recent years, Sundance festivals have showcased more first-time feature filmmakers and more works by women and African Americans than ever before. And this year, one of the lowest budget films on record is in the festival. Still, critics derisively refer to Sundance as Indiewood, meaning it's just another version of Hollywood with major celebrities and major money-making deals. Beth Portello, an independent filmmaker, says Sundance actually stymies efforts to get more innovative, low-budget, and original independent films out to the public.
Some people would say that independent cinema has sort of been hijacked by Hollywood. We support taking risks in cinema, which is, you know, IndieWood or whatever you want to call it. It's not really risk-taking anymore.
Not surprisingly, festival director Jeffrey Gilmore disagrees.
The idea that major actors, celebrities or movie stars, should somehow, by their very nature, pollute the independent world, to me is absurd. The thing that we see much more now than we used to is the crossing back and forth. That someone will make an independent film, then they'll go make a major studio film, then make an independent film. We haven't really gone in a direction that people have said we have.
The films are becoming more mainstream, and so you're seeing a lot more independent films, you know, just in the, you know, regular theaters now.
Sundance is really about discovering what's new and finding the next filmmaker. So it all happens at the festival.
Despite the debate over what Sundance accomplishes, there is no question that it has changed the cinematic landscape of America. I'm Sherry Quinn in Park City, Utah.